This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has intensified its attacks on Ukraine's power plants and other key infrastructure as the war enters its ninth month, AP correspondent Charles David Aizma reports.
Russia's defense ministry says its forces carried out strikes with long-range, high-precision air and sea-based weapons against the military command and energy systems of Ukraine, and that all designated targets were hit. Ukraine's Air Force says it shot down 44 of more than 50 cruise missiles that were launched by Russia, while Ukraine's prime minister adds Russian missiles and drones hit 10 Ukrainian regions and damaged 18 objects, mostly energy facilities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Peace talks between warring sides on Ethiopia's Tigray conflict have been extended into this week. An official familiar with the arrangements for the talks confirmed that discussions continue in South Africa between Ethiopia's federal government and representatives from the northern Tigray region. The African Union-led talks seek a cessation of hostilities in a war that the United States asserts has killed up to hundreds of thousands of people, an estimate made by some academics and health workers. The first formal peace talks began last week. South Africa's government had previously said they would end Sunday. Representatives of the warring sides have not responded to questions. Somalia's health minister says the death toll from a pair of car bombings in the capital 2 days ago has reached 120 and could rise further because some people are still missing. The minister said Monday more than 320 others were wounded in Saturday's explosions at a busy junction in Mogadishu. This is VOA News. The International Labor Organization warns multiple economic and political crises are threatening the recovery of the global labor market. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The ILO Monitor on the World of Work, published Monday, says multiple overlapping crises, including the highest inflation rates for a decade, tighter monetary policies, and increasing debt burdens, are sapping consumer and business confidence. It says signs of global labor recovery seen earlier this year have withered away. The ILO estimates the number of hours worked globally in the third quarter of this year was 1.5% below pre-pandemic levels. This is equivalent to a loss of 40 million full-time jobs. ILO Director General Gilbert Ungbo says this downward trend is largely driven by the economic disruption in China and the fallout from the war in Ukraine. In addition to the terrible humanitarian cost, the report notes the war in Ukraine is having a negative impact on the country's economy and labor market. The ILO estimates 2.4 million Ukrainians have lost their jobs this year because of the conflict. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Justice Department on Monday charged a 42-year-old man accused of attacking U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with assault and attempted kidnapping. David DePop, a 42-year-old, is accused of breaking into the Pelosi residence early on Friday and assaulting Paul Pelosi, an 82-year-old. Police have not offered a motive for Friday's assault, and Paul Pelosi, according to his wife's office, underwent surgery for a skull fracture and injuries to his hands and right arm, though doctors expect a full recovery. The incident stoked fears about political violence in the U.S. less than 2 weeks ahead of midterm elections on November 8th. The Ukrainian Soccer Federation has urged FIFA to remove Iran from the World Cup next month. Ukraine officials alleged human rights violations in Iran and supplying the Russian military with weapons. The call was made 3 weeks before Iran is due to face England in the first Group B game in Qatar. The group also includes the United States and Wales. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, plus podcast Flashpoint Ukraine at voanews.com. You can also follow us for the latest news and information on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.